That was wild. That was wild.
That's the best one of the week so far. Sing it, Hugh.
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Our next guest, he knows the words, and he knows the
ESP.
Eagles. His name's Elliot Shureparks. He's with us right now as we get set for a big game against the Jaguars. What's up, Elliot?
Man, Hugh, I feel like that would be a great song for your morning walk and run. I could hear this as you run through the streets. Yeah, motivate you to set that personal record, you know?
Nah, like, definitely not listen to Spice Girls.
Okay. Maybe I'll find another one.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out, but the Spice Girls, nah.
Not so much. All right,
fair
enough.
Not so much.
That's all right.
I'll send you some other options.
I appreciate that. Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Look, good music definitely gets you going for a workout.
It definitely does, and it makes the pain go away. It really, really does.
There's no question.
Maybe a little, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor. We will figure something out.
Who is Sabrina Carpenter?
We got to make you a playlist, Elliot. That's what we should do. We'll make you a running playlist, and you just don't ask questions.
Okay.
He's got to listen to us.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that.
All right, we'll work on that. All right, Elliot, aside from that, let's get to the Eagles stuff here. As they win on Sunday, they look really good doing it. And here's what we were talking about today. Do you expect, Elliot, that kind of Jalen Hurts, Sunday's version of Jalen Hurts, the rest of the season? Has the corner been turned? Is this Hurts now?
Yes, I think it is. Hurts has made a believer out of me again. That's really the best way I can put it. If you look at what he's been since the first day of training camp till now, there is far more of him taking care of the ball than that stretch of four games, or really three games, where he didn't. I mean, you know, obviously he had that turnover against Tampa and he didn't play well, but he has now not thrown an interception for four straight games. So I think he has turned a corner there. And if they get that version of Jalen, smart with the football Jalen, who's protecting the ball in the pocket, who's not taking risks, I think they're going to win a lot of games the rest of the year. So, again, from what I saw in training camp till now, I believe that this is the version of Jalen they're going to get.
All right, this next question probably goes with the last one, but are you back to believing this is a true Super Bowl contender, Elliot? Because, you know, that was a hope in the summer. First month, they just didn't look like that at all. And now it's hard not to kind of put them back in the conversation. They're 5-2, and they have a chance here with the teams they're playing the next 3 or 4 weeks to take control of this division. Is this an actual Super Bowl contender again?
Yeah, I think the only argument for them not being one is an emotional one. And I understand that if you look at the totality of the collapse last year, some of the ugly moments with Nick this year that everyone got really upset about, yeah, I understand the emotional not wanting to jump back in. But if you just look at what they've been this season, they are without question a Super Bowl contender. And I would argue they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. If you look at them this season, not only are they 5-2 with what I would call a really tough start to the season. Like, we can look and say the team's records now, but Green Bay week one in Brazil, that's a tough game. Facing a 2-0 Saints team in New Orleans, that's a tough game. The Bengals in Cincinnati when they really need a win, that's a tough game. And when AJ has played this year and they've had mostly their full roster, they're undefeated. So I just, you know, they have a good defense. They have some of the best skill players on offense. They have a core of players that have been to a Super Bowl before. Anything could happen, but I don't really see an argument for them not being Super Bowl contenders.
All right, let's hierarchy this thing then in the NFC, Elliot. Do we agree? Let's see where we find agreement and then where you come down for the Eagles. Do you put the Lions as the favorite in the conference?
Yeah, I think the Lions are not only the favorite. I think there is a gap between 1 and 2. Like, the Lions are the favorite in that conference, like, by far.
Okay, I agree. So then where do you put the Eagles? Are they clearly second? Are they in the bucket of teams second? Like, where do you see the Eagles right now in the hierarchy of the NFC underneath Detroit?
I think they deserve and have earned the number 2 spot. If you look at the other teams that would be in this conversation, Washington obviously has had a special season so far. They have a rookie quarterback, and I don't think they have a super talented roster. So I think the Eagles are better than Washington, and I think they'll beat Washington when they come to Philadelphia in a few weeks. You look at Minnesota, right? Got up to a hot start. I'll take Jalen Hurts over Sam Darnold. And I just think the Minnesota defense is legit, but I think the Eagles have more talent on the roster. Green Bay, they beat Green Bay. I know it was week one, but we've seen these two teams play, and the Eagles won despite Jalen not playing that great. So I think the Eagles are the number 2 seed or in, like, this power ranking. I think they deserve the second spot.
I'm curious, Elliot. What will you put the Atlanta Falcons in that? Because, you know, Kirk Cousins is down there playing pretty good right now.
Yeah, I think they're in that third tier. I just, like, again, I think it's probably those four teams I just talked about, mm-hmm. and I would say Atlanta would be in the third tier. Now, to your point, Atlanta did beat the Eagles, right? They did, and that is certainly noteworthy when talking about it. I just think the Eagles are a better team. I think they have better players on offense. I think they have a better defense. Pass rush, I still need to see more from to fully believe in, but I just, if it came down to a big game, I would take Jalen Hurts over Kirk Cousins.
Elliot, we've seen a lot of Eagles draft picks over the years, and we've seen a lot of the DBs they've drafted that haven't worked out. Elliot, it's pretty remarkable watching the combination of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. It feels like Howie didn't just hit two doubles here. He may have hit two home runs in his first two picks.
Yeah, and what's really impressive about them is obviously we all get to see them on the field, and their play on the field has been outstanding. Quinyon has had to cover some really tough receivers this year, and he's fully embraced that challenge and play well. Since Cooper DeJean has come in, he's made some really big plays on the field. But I guess the part I get to see that the general public doesn't is just talking to them in the locker room, seeing them at the practice field, watching them since they've gotten here. I think that Howie correctly identified two people that can handle Philadelphia. We have seen, and I'm sure Hugh can talk about this, like coming to Philadelphia as a rookie, especially a high draft pick, is no easy feat. Like, this is a tough city to play in, especially when there's a ton of expectations. And we've seen it really impact players, right? Danny Watkins, Jalen Reagor, Andre Dillard, Marcus Smith. Like, these guys, I think, struggled in Philadelphia. Quinyon and Cooper, and granted it's early, so, we'll see. But they seem built for this city. Like, I think they can really handle the pressure, and I think that's allowed them to also play really well on the field.
All right, prediction time. Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Tuesday at 4 o'clock is the NFL trade deadline. Elliot, by Tuesday at 4:01, the Philadelphia Eagles will add what to the roster?
I think a defensive lineman, but I wouldn't rule out a defensive tackle. I know we've talked so much about the edge rushers, but it's a little trickier to get an edge rusher that will come in and take snaps away. Like, are you going to take snaps from Bryce Huff? Are you going to take snaps from Nolan Smith? Who are you taking these snaps away from? So I think that they will definitely look along the defensive line, and I think they'll add a player there. But defensive tackle is definitely a position to keep an eye on. Jordan Davis is playing less and less. They've counted on Moro, Ojomo, and Milton Williams to play. But I don't know if this is truly a team, and I'm sure they view themselves this way, that's a Super Bowl contender. You probably want more of a veteran player there. So I think defensive line for sure, but defensive tackle, I think, is definitely a spot in need.
All right, Ellie, let's end with this. And I've been thinking about this since they won on Sunday, because I feel like a lot of the criteria is here in front of us. Doesn't mean it's going to go bad, but the criteria is there. Elliot, Sunday, Jaguars in. It's not a good team. It's got a bad record. But they just come off a big win in Cincinnati, Dallas and Washington next. Elliot Shore Parks, is the Jaguar game a trap game?
No. Just because I think this team is so focused right now on not slipping back into what they were that it's hard for me to believe they'll take the field and expect to win. I think one of the toughest things to do is when the momentum is rolling against you is to turn it back around. And I am shocked the Eagles were able to do it considering the amount of negative momentum they had, but they have, they've turned it around. And so I think they're clicking on all cylinders. I think they're playing with confidence, and I don't think they're going to go to this game and overlook the Jaguars. I think they're too focused right now on like all the things that have ailed them before to overlook those things on Sunday.
Well, hopefully you're right. And 2 years ago, they had a couple trap games in that schedule, but they seem to win them most of the time, right?
Yeah,
I think
Nick and Jalen's record as favorites, if you remove the collapse, just because it feels like an anomaly, their record as favorites, I think, is pretty good. Like, I don't think they've lost many games they're supposed to win.
Yeah, and hopefully that's what happens Sunday, because they're a big favorite, 7.5-point favorites at home against the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. Elliot, we appreciate it, and we'll work on that playlist for you.
Sounds good.
I'm excited for it. I really am.
There he goes.
Talk to you guys later.
Elliot Shore Parks there. Yeah, we'll put all sorts of good music on there for you. Just pop it in. Go for that
run. Just make sure it's some good music to actually run to.
Yeah, well, of course.
Something that you would listen to when you were running to.
What do you listen? Do you listen to music when you run?
Sometimes. What did I listen to this morning? Some Outkast. Definitely listen to some Outkast.